This presentation was recorded at the 2017 Christian School Administration Institute held in Zurich, Ontario. For more information about the Institute, contact Philip Horst at philip.horst.79@gmail.com. That's philip.horst.79@gmail.com.
I'd like to say that I've enjoyed the day here so far and many practical things that have been shared. And in a program like this, some things obviously are going to overlap, and also some things need to be put into perspective. I might just very shortly here be counteracting something that we just heard, but I trust that we can be under understanding. Supporting the staff you have placed in responsible positions, the family man. I'm assuming here that we understand that what we mean is a married man as a school teacher, that's what we are talking about. Then we could ask this question, then what kind of support are we talking about? What kind of support does this person need? Well, I'm going to suggest that our school teachers do need some emotional support. Maybe it isn't primarily the board's responsibility to provide that, but I think there is maybe some. Teaching school has certain stresses that that can be a little difficult. For one thing, the teacher is responsible to a board instead of to one employer. And if you think it's difficult to please the boss, try pleasing 3 or 5. That can be a little difficult at times. And of course, that emphasizes again the need for communication and the need for board structure so that there is one person whose voice represents, it's a unified voice speaking, this is the voice of the board. And if you are not that person, remember to hold your tongue because you will add confusion to the problem. So I think that's one thing we need to keep in mind. We do need to provide, and it is a challenge to work for multiple employers. Another thing about teaching school is a school teacher lives in a glass house. Everybody, you go to school every day and the teacher is seen by how many different people, representatives from how many different families. They look at you all day long, good points and bad points. So you live in a glass house. Also, there's a challenge in relating to other people's children. I think that was mentioned earlier. And that is a challenge. And so that's stress, and it maybe calls for a little emotional support. Some of that, I think, needs to come from the board. But I'm going to say one thing that, by personal experience, I would say that a married man finds at least some of that emotional support in his wife, and that is an asset to the board if you don't have to give it all. So think about that. You might be, you might actually have more than what you bargained for, and not to mention the help with bulletin boards and things like that. And I might also mention, this is going back into an earlier topic, by the way, there was some discussion about, helping new teachers cope. I think we would all do our new teachers a favor if we would stress to them that having the bulletin boards all spick and span and just the whole classroom perfect on the first day of school is not a requirement. And also that a classroom theme is not a requirement. I never heard of such things when I went to school. And they could all reduce the stress level if they would think about that. All right. However, I'm supposing that most of you were assuming that when we're talking about supporting the married man, we're talking about financial support. So we might as well get to that point. I would like to say, just like I said this morning about understanding the curriculum, is that we have gotten along without married brethren teachers in the school. And we're glad that we have gotten along as well as we have. However, that doesn't mean to say that things can't be improved. And I was glad also to hear for the push that we ought to think about the retention level. We know that it costs less. That's obvious. It costs less the wages are less. At least, maybe it costs less. There might be other things to think about. Let's just think of a few of the values of having a family man at school. What would be the value of having a married man? Well, for one thing, if he's married, he probably at least will be older than that 19 or 20-year-old that you might have hired otherwise, and therefore he probably has an increased level of maturity. And as he addresses the various needs and challenges of the school, it's surely going to make a difference. And if there is less problems, and that takes less board time, you have 5 men on the board that have to talk on the phone for an hour to try to figure out what to do. Did you ever think of if you have a married man that can solve that himself, you all owe him 5 hours of time. So, there's value there in that situation. Also, consider this, the circumstance may well be that this married man that you're thinking about, whether how hard should we try to keep him, he possibly started in your school as a single brother, and he wanted to get married. And we don't blame him for that any more than we blame Brother Daniel Horst. And and it's right that he should. Now, and we also know that, as was said a bit ago, that there's value in BS work. And so some of us, when we started teaching at 19 or 20 years old, we worked for very low wages. And when you think of this level of responsibility that a new teacher has, and the opportunity that he has to grow into his work, he is actually, it's almost like getting a college education for free. And so really, there is value in the brother that works. He teaches school for a year or two for, let's say, a pittance. But now he wants to get married. You can't support a family on a pittance. So now he comes to the marriage altar and he does not have savings because you didn't pay him. He's not necessarily complaining, but you have to be realistic. It's not there. It's not because he's careless. It's not because he's a spendthrift. It's just not there. And so maybe now is the time. Now I want to mention something else. Supposing that this young brother started in, and he's, you're trying to decide now how hard shall we try to keep him. Not only, think about the fact that he has experience in your school. Is that worth something to you, as opposed to bringing on somebody in from somewhere else? He has already had 2 years' experience relating to the patrons, relating to the board. He has done well. What is it worth to you? Or would you rather start over? I think that's a challenge to think about. This was also mentioned earlier today. I'll just mention it again. After a few years, at least, if he will have some children of his own. And we heard that somebody said that it just looks different when you have your own children. Well, then let's keep him until he has children. And then you'll find out if it's worth it or not. Also, I will confess that I am not quite able to sympathize with Brother Robin. He said he had no problem relating to his patrons as a 20-year-old. I did. And that can be a challenge for a young person. And again, if you have an older married brother in that capacity, it oftentimes will work a little better. And he is not as easily intimidated as he relates to the patrons. That is not to say that the board can go on strike now. There will still be issues for the board to work at and to be involved in. But that greater level of experience is surely going to be worth something. Also, I might mention, again, we talked this afternoon about the matter of purity in the school and moral purity. To some extent, a married brother teacher can sometimes relate to sister teachers through his wife. And again, that can be useful and can be a benefit. It can help to set a moral tone to have a married man in the classroom or in the school. That can, and some really, when parents think about it, they might just feel better to know. Have you ever thought of, do you feel better if you know that there's a married brother in your school? I know it makes me feel better. Also, again, we maybe talked about this. If you start a new teacher that needs a lot of help and time from the principal and or chairman, again, the married brother might not cost you as much as you thought. If you think of all that time. There are some negatives, however. Thinking about the married brother and the value of a man at school, married man at school, they might be negatives and they might not. There's something to think about at least, though. He might end up, if he stays long enough, he might need to teach his own children, and some have been a little intimidated by that thought. And again, going back to the idea of living in a glass house, and now when you're in essence training your own children in front of everybody, now you are in a glass house. So again, that can be intimidating. Probably he will be accused of favoritism sooner or later. If not, I pity his children, because somebody will think he favored them, unless he's really, really hard on him. Another negative is, of course, that he might just find it difficult to make ends meet. So, do we have a few suggestions? Because it really comes down to that. You know, as I thought of this already, there are so many things and things that plain people have learned through trial and error. You know, we tried something and it didn't work. All right, we chalk that up as experience. We're never going to do that again. We've also heard this for a long time already, that we don't want to pay our teachers so much that they end up just teaching for the money. That would be a disaster. Has anyone ever tried and found that it just didn't work? Right? So it seems like that's a mistake we never make. Well, there are some things to think about. I remember when Brother Arnold was teaching, and then he stopped for a while and was farming, and after he had that going better, why, he went back to teaching. And I was glad to hear that Brother Leibold apparently has followed a similar pattern, combining farming and teaching, and that's what Christopher Dock did too. So that is one thing to think about. I appreciate those who have been able to do that, whether or some other side income. I know of a teacher who has raised flowers on the side and sold groceries, and blueberries, and just a number of things, side income, and yet taught school for us for 20, at least 20 years, maybe a little over. That takes a tremendous amount of dedication on the part of the teacher, and not everybody can do it. But maybe if we talked about that there is a fact that a lot of you are businessmen here, think about it. Is there some corner in your business, some piece of work that is actually worth a fair bit that a school teacher could do in 5 hours a week? Could you make a slot in your business that he could work for me for 5 hours a week and I would pay him a super wage? I said, Brother Eli said, he's willing to lose money on an employee or two. So, and then he could keep teaching. And you could retain your teacher. So So that's a one, side income. What can you do? Another thing to think about, maybe in the same frame, just slightly different angle, is does he have a good summer job? Now, I know here in Ontario, the summers are shorter, maybe 2 months instead of three. But still, that can really make a difference. I know I appreciated a few years when I felt that I was probably being paid almost more than what I was worth. But you know, it helped, and that you can, it's something to think about. Does he have a good summer job? Also like the idea of a part-time teacher, and let a younger brother teacher be his helper. It sounded like that is being done some. And I think that's a good idea. That way you can retain at least some of that experience and maturity in the classroom. Even if you don't have the brothers full time, you can at least have it part time. I think that is worth something. Just a few things to be aware of. The married teacher, it's not just him personally, it's his wife and his children. They should not need to live on a noticeably different economic plane. Is that right? Should they live on a noticeably different economic plane? If you have to keep asking him, are you making it? You're not paying him enough. You shouldn't have to ask, because you know what it takes. We all know what it takes. And so we should think about that. He should not need to be barred from owning real estate. We all enjoy owning real estate. Somehow Mennonites have that as a priority. And we know it because it appreciates in value. Well, your teacher should not be barred from owning real estate. I appreciate the thought of supporting that older sister teacher too, who owns a house and a car. That's the same thing is true there. Because for many of them, that the appreciation of that real estate is finally going to be their old age. And so I think we need to think about that. We need to make sure that they are supported. Realistic wages. Maybe you are waiting for me to tell you exactly what to pay. I think if any 10 of you would hand me a copy of your income tax return, I could soon tell you what you ought to pay. And you don't need me to tell you either. So I think the value of a married teacher in the classroom, and that's not to say that money is everything. And I did it for a few years, and eventually I decided to do some other things, but I don't think I have any complaints about what I got paid. I appreciate and what I was supplied with, but I do think that we could do better in the economic times in which we live, and it would be for the benefit of our schools. But like I said before, we have gotten along, and we probably will without, but why not seek for the opportunity to improve? And may the Lord continue to bless your efforts as you are involved in this great work. Thank you.
For more free resources that support teaching and learning, visit thedocforlearning.org.